with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel's military has hit the family home of the exiled Hamas ruler on the outskirts of Gaza City with an airstrike. It's been using those precision airstrikes to try and slow down the terrorist group, which carried out its deadly attack on Israel about a month ago. Meanwhile, Senator Tom Cotton is warning that humanitarian aid to Gaza would be diverted to anti-Israel fighters by the territory's governing body, Hamas.
When aid is sent to Gaza, it's not diverted by Hamas. It's not commandeered by Hamas. It is accepted by Hamas. And yes, there are women and children and nursing infants in Gaza. Does anyone really think that they will be first in line for the water and food and the medicine that we're supposed to send to Gaza? No.
Several Democrat senators have been calling for a humanitarian pause for the Israel-Hamas war, echoing the White House sentiments, but many, such as Senator Cotton, say that aid would simply be diverted to the Hamas terrorist group. A strong earthquake has shaken northwestern Nepal. Officials say at least 128 people are dead, dozens more injured as rescuers search mountain villages there. Officials said today the toll was expected to rise. We get an update from the BBC's Anabrasan Arathasiajan.
The situation appears to be very serious. We are seeing images of collapsed brick houses, and the region is also very remote. So access to some of these villages in Nepal, it's very difficult. So reaching out to these people, to these villages, in terms of emergency and rescue, that is going to be a challenge. And also bringing those injured to the district headquarters in terms of giving them treatment.
That's BBC's Anabrasan Arathasiajan. Officials say the toll is expected to rise, even though communication has been cut off with many of those villages, so it is hard to say. Officials say the quake struck late last night. This is SRN News. America's pastors are worried about giving.
Not necessarily now, but soon. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 82% of clergymen say they aren't sure young adults, Generation Z, will be tithing to their churches at the same rate their parents do. Of course, there are broad reasons for that. Gen Z is more financially pinched than previous generations, often because of huge student loan debts. And Gen Z is also less likely to be attending church in the first place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT advocates have filed a federal lawsuit challenging Tennessee's aggravated prostitution statute. That measure applies larger penalties to people who participate in prostitution while knowingly being infected with the HIV virus. The plaintiffs argue that the law stems from what they call the decades-old scare and discriminates against HIV-positive people. This is SRN News. NASA is sharing the news that astronaut Ken Mattingly has passed away. More from George Williams.
Ken Mattingly is best remembered for his efforts to bring his fellow Apollo 13 astronauts safely back to Earth. He was originally slated for that lunar mission in 1970, but was scrubbed due to an exposure to German measles. It would be his expertise on the ground after an oxygen tank blew on the service module that eventually saved its endangered crew. Mattingly would eventually pilot the command module 2 years later during the Apollo 16 mission. NASA says Mattingly died Tuesday at age 87. George Williams reporting.
Trade and economy officials from the Group of Seven wealthy democracies have strengthened their pledge to work together to ensure smooth supply chains for essentials like food and energy. Despite global uncertainties, the nations promise in a statement to maintain what they call a free and fair trading system. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.